This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we now find ourselves the day after Yom Kippur, and we are going to launch into an amazing shiur on Sukkos. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. We're going to go through 10 questions, and in Yirat Hashem, with one answer, we are going to solve and answer all our 10 questions. Yeah, you guys, Chol HaMoed, you're thinking of Chol HaMoed trips, so you can go bowling. Bowling is a geshmak of Chol HaMoed trip. You get a strike if you're good. You take one ball, and 10 pins go flying down with one strike. So that is the goal of today, to go bowling. With one strike, we're going to knock down 10 questions. What are our questions? Question number one. The question number one is the famous question of the tour. Yeah? The question is, why on earth is Sukkos celebrated at Sukkos time? Sukkos should be celebrated at Pesach time, because that's when we came out of Mitzrayim. Take a look at the tour. Says the Torah in Aruch Chaim, Simon Tov Resh Chaf Hey. First box on the page. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com. V'af al pi, says the Torah, Sheyotzanu Mitzrayim b'Chodesh Nisan. Even though we came out of Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, Lo Tzivonu L'asos Sukkah Bo Yisazman. We weren't commanded to do the Sukkah at that time. Why not? Wouldn't it make sense to have Sukkah on Seder night? We should be having our Seder, eating matzah, drinking our four cups of wine in the Sukkah. Makes sense? Because that's when we came out of Mitzrayim, on Tesvav Nisan. That's when we first went into the Anonim, or the Anekavod, or the Anonim Mamish, whatever it was. It was Sukkah's time. It was Pesach time. Says the Torah, the Torah gives his answer. Lefishu Yemos HaKaitz. The famous answer of the Torah is, because that's the summer season. V'derech kol adam la'aseh Sukkah l'tzel. And people generally like alfresco eating. They like eating outside in the summer months. And therefore, v'lo ha'sinikeres ha'siyosenu bohem shein b'mitzvah sapar yisbarach. It wouldn't be clear that when we sit in the sukkah in the summer months, in the spring, in the summer, it's nice weather anyway, that we're doing it l'shem sukkah. V'lochein tzivo esonu shenasa b'chodesh ha'shvi. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to keep sukkahs in the autumn, i.e. in the seventh month, in the Tishri, when the weather is turning, Sheuzman Geshomim, which is the beginning of the rainy season, V'derech kal odom lotzeis mesukos v'leishe v'beisei. The rest of the world are now going from their summer patio gardens, and they're sitting outside, and they're coming inside their homes. V'anachnu yoytzim in abayis, leishe v'sukkah, and we're going the other way. We're all going outside. And therefore, it's very apparent that we're doing it l'shem shemayim. That's the Torah's answer. I'm going to give you a different answer. It's not my answer. You'll see soon. But the question is the question of the Torah. Why do we celebrate Sukkos at this time of year? We should be celebrating Sukkos on Seder night. Question number one. Question number two. We know that there were three key miracles in the Midbar. What were the key miracles? Number one was the Anonim. The protection. You're going to an open expanse, which is dangerous. Yeah, one of my favorite sukkah decorations, you've got a lovely picture of just a midbar, wilderness, sand. And to give a bit of perspective, there's a couple of camels in the corner, tiny, just to give you the vastness of the expanse. Maybe some of you guys have done this before, but it's a nice trip to do when you're at Shra for Chol HaMoed. You go jeeping in Midbar Yehuda. You go jeeping there. And one time we did it, some years ago, my wife and I and the kids, you go out, and you're there, and it only takes 20 minutes, half an hour driving from Yerushalayim, and you go through towards the Dead Sea, that direction, and, you know, you're there, you know, we're there with our nash, you know what it's like, you've had lunch just straight away, you've had supper, you're going to have supper soon, but we take all our pekulach and bags, and just in case, you never know, and you've got mobile phones, you've got drinks, you've got everything, but all, you know, you go out whenever we did this trip, but suddenly you're exposed. You think, what if the car breaks down? You're in the middle of nowhere. And what, you know, because you suddenly realize that this is a desert. So the Anonim was one miracle. Then you also have the Mon and the Be'er. The Mon is the food that sustained us in the Midbar. And the Be'er, of course, is the water. Here comes the question. If Sukkos is celebrated to commemorate the Anonim, why do we have a Yontif which celebrates the Be'er? Why do we have a Yontif which celebrates the Mon? So that's the second question. Why do we have a designated Yontif to commemorate only one of these three miracles? The Anonim. Now, question number three is Interesting question. We know that rain, Rabbi Tugendhat just now didn't want to mention the R word in the halacha slot just now, but we know that it's a simon klala, it's a bad simon ra, it's a bad sign to have rain on Sukkos. The Mishnah says, take a look, second parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Tess, Yardu Geshamim, if it starts raining on Sukkos, me'emosai mutzah lifnais me'shatisrach ha'mikvah. When can you go inside? When the rain starts coming through and it disturbs, it messes up the food. Moshlu moshlu ma'adovadoyme, they give a moshel. Le'eved shebo limzoi kais l'rabbe v'shofach le'kitten alponov. The moshel is that you've got a master who's sitting there having his meal. The eved is coming to the butler, who's coming to pour the wine, and the Odin looks at it and is not very happy with it. The Odin looks at it and he throws the thing back at the butler, at the eved. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, there v'shofach l'kitten alponov shel eved. You throw it back in the face of the eved. And any form of distress, the Tresor explains, whether it's too cold, it's there are too many flies there, whatever it is, it's a simon ra. Now, here's my question. There are lots of times when a person can't do mitzvahs. If you couldn't sit in the sukkah because it's raining, that's not your fault. There's a concept in Torah called onus rachmana patri, that something which is beyond your control, you're exempt from it. I'll give you an example. Rachman Islam, a person needs to have an operation. So he's scheduled off on the operations the first thing in the morning. You've got to be in the hospital at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be sedated, have your anesthetic at 6:30 in the morning. It doesn't get light in the height of winter till 7 o'clock. You can't put on talus tefillin until 6:45, let's say. And you're unconscious at that time. And by the time you recover and you wake up, it's the afternoon. You've missed tefillin, or it's dark already. So is it a simon ra? No, it's called onus rachmona patre. The Torah exempts you when there was no, you couldn't help it, it's not your fault. So why is this simon ra? When it rains on Sukkot, it's not your fault, you're not in control of the weather. That's question number three. Question number four. We know that Sukkot is called Zman Simchoseinu. The trouble is that there's a concept of Simchas Yontov for all the Yom Tovim, for the other Shalosh Regalim. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shavuos, there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Pesach. I try, and today, Mitzvah Hashem, or tomorrow, I go out and I buy pekelech for my kids, nash bags, special for Yontov. The Rambam brings, the Shulchan Aruch codifies it in Halacha, that for men, how do we achieve Simcha on Yontov? It's the good old meat and wine. For women, you should buy, please God, I'm telling you, Mitzvah Hashem, in future years, for your wives, you buy them. You buy them jewelry, and you buy them nice clothes. There's lots of shilas about it. Can you buy shoes? The Bi'alocha discuss it. But that's what it does it for the ladies. For the kids, the Rambam talks about goyim and klipos, right? Nuts. I don't think we'll do it nowadays. But what that nash and things like that. Okay, whatever it is. But there's a concept of simcha. But that's true for all shalosh regalim. So why is dafka sukkahs called zman simchoseinu? Why don't we call Pesach Zman Simchoseinu? We call it Zman Chereseinu. Shavuos Zman Matan Toraseinu. Why isn't it all Zman Simchoseinu? That's question number four. So far, what are the four questions? Question number one. Rabbi Yisai, what's question number one? Why do we celebrate Sukkot? The Torah's question. Why do we celebrate Sukkot? In Sukkot time, we should be celebrating at Pesach time. We should be having our Seder night in the Sukkot. Question number two. Why Dafka Yontov to commemorate the Mon? Not the Be'er, why the Anonym, not the Be'er and the Mon? Question number three, why is Sukkos a Simon Ra? Question number four, why Sman Simchoseinu is Dafka for Sukkos and not for the other Yom Tov? Question number five is very interesting. We know, what is the rule with women and mitzvahs? The rule is generally that mitzvah seish as man groma winner potter. That means, when it comes to mitzvahs loisasei, then men and women are equal ground. Just like I can't speak Lashon Hara, I can't eat treif, women can't speak Lashon Hara, they can't eat treif. Fine. Positive mitzvahs, we distinguish between Zman Groma, not Zman Groma. If it's not a Zman Groma, give me an example of mitzvah seish in a Zman Groma. Stocker, excellent. Mezuzah. Yeah, stocker, mezuzah are the two good examples. Very good. So if a few women are sharing a flat, and they're living together in a flat, then they need a mezuzah, because it's a mitzvah seish, She'ein hazman groma. But mitzvah seish hazman groma, they're potter. Fine. So women really are exempt from sukkah. They're exempt from other things, and whatever. That's the general rule. Now, says the Gemara in Pesachim Kufches. Take a look at box number 5, paragraph 5. Amar Bishu ben Levi, Noshim chayoves ba'ar b'kaisis halalu, she'af hein hoi ba'is hanes. Women are obligated on the dalet kaisis on Seder night because af hein hoi ba'is hanes. They were also involved in the miracle. Fine. Just like they were in Mitzrayim, their lives were in danger, they were redeemed and rescued by Kodesh Baruch Hu, so too, they keep the Dalet cases. Says Taisus, what does that mean? She'af hein hoi ba'is hanes, v'ilav ha'taima, because we're not for that reason, of af hein hoi ba'is hanes, lo hoi chayovas, they would not be obligated to drink the Dalet cases on Seder night, mishum denosh and paturas, mitzvah seish, hazman groma, like we just said, they'd be exempt. Afal gav, the Arukos Jabon came to Raisa Tikkun, and they instituted like the Raisa. Now, the Rashbam, sorry, that is Tosfos. Now, Af hein hoi ba'isanes, Pirish Rashbam, next Tosfos, hoi oisanes, Pirish Rashbam, she'al yodom nigol. What does it mean that we're also involved in the miracle? Says the Rashbam, you know what it means? That the miracle came through them. They played an integral role in the miracle. Says the Rashbam, Tosfos quotes him, "Sha'al yodom nigolu v'chein megillah de Esther v'chanukah de Yehudis." In other words, they were the key players. They were the heroines that caused the whole miracle. With Megillah, it was Esther. With Chanukah, it was Yehudis. And with the women in Mitzrayim, it was Noshim Sitkonius. Seder. The Kasha asked Tosfos a question. The af, the mashma, the loshen is af hein hoy boisanes. Af mashma she'einon ikka. That is not the essential part. And according to the Rashbam's pshat, they were essential. They were the ones through whom the miracle happened. V'oid, I've got another problem. The Birushalm Goris she'af hein hoy boisas sofek. They were also in the sofek. Mashma boisas sakona, which means they were also in the danger. Lahashmi lagun abed. In other words, Tosfos says, hang on a second, how come when it comes to Dalet Kaisus, Chazal was mesakein that women have got to drink the Dalet Kaisus, but with Sukkah there was no takona to say women have got to sit in the Sukkah as well? Teretz is, says Tosfos, because Dalet Kaisus is Drabonon. When Chazal instituted Dalet Kaisus, they also instituted it for women as well. But Mitzvah Daraisa of Sukkah, they weren't the ones to introduce it. Therefore, you go back to basic values, and the core halacha is women are Pater from Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. The question is, though, but why are women Pater? Why didn't Chazal come along and say, well, like they're chayv in Dalet Kaisus, I understand Tosfos' answer, but you could say that they should also, Chazal should have instituted the Rabbanon for women to sin in the Sukkah. And we know they're not. Even today, you know, when it's raining outside, women don't have to. We're sitting there in the Sukkah, and us guys, we're checking, are we under the Sukkah? We're under the Sukkah, the women don't have to do that. Women are Potter. Of course, they eat outside and they eat with their families if they can, but women are Potter from Sukkah. Why? Af hein hoi ba'is hanes, they were also involved in the miracle. Okay? So that is question number 5. Question number 6, really geschmacka question. There's a big discussion, I'm sure last night after Yom Kippur, many of you, I did as well, we make Havdalah, and one of the first things we do is we do something for the sukkah. So I stand up, we've got an indoor sukkah, so I open the shutter thing, so I do something. So you go straight from Yom Kippur, you start, and it's brought down, look at the Ramah says, in Hilchos Sukkah, Tofresh Chafei, or mitzvah l'sakein ha'sukkah miyad l'achar Yom Kippur. Straight after Yom Kippur, says the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah to do something to build the sukkah. It's a mitzvah habol yodei al yach mitzena, quoting the Maharil. Don't delay doing the mitzvah. Beautiful. Here's the question, geshmaka question. How come, when it comes to Arba Minim, there's debate when to buy the Arba Minim? But the preference seems to be you buy it before Yom Kippur. If you didn't manage, of course you get it afterwards. But they're different. But why before Yom Kippur? Because, you know, the scales are out. We're trying to pile in good things to our scales of mitzvahs. So here's another one to throw into the scales. Buy your Arba Minim before Yom Kippur. I've got a question. Why Arba Minim before Yom Kippur, Sukkah after Yom Kippur? If we're so worried about adding on mitzvahs to our scales, then put the mitzvah of Sukkah into the scales of our mitzvahs as well. Why dafka Arba Minim before Yom Kippur and Sukkah after Yom Kippur? If you're doing mitzvahs and you want to just pump up the account, then you should put it into the account even before Yom Kippur. Why does the Ramah say that dafka afters? That's the sixth question. What? Yeah, but why then? Why that way around? Why isn't it Aruminim afterwards and Sukkah before? It seems to be a focus that Sukkah happens after Yom Kippur only. Why? So, Jeb by both sides, we've got six questions so far. Let's chaza. What are our six questions? Question number one: the question of the tour. The tour. Why is Sukkah's time should be Pesach time? Question number two: why do we have a chag to commemorate the Anonim and not the Be'er and the Mon? Question number three: why is Sukkah's man Sim Choseinu? That's four, sorry. Why is rain on Sukkah Simon Ra? Question number four: Zman Sim Choseinu, why is that specially Sukkot and not Shavuos Pesach? Question number five: why don't we say Afhein Hoy Beis Anis with Sukkah, and women should be Chayev in Sukkah, at least from Darbonon? And question number six: why the Dalet Minim before Yom Kippur, the Sukkah after Yom Kippur? Good, four more questions. Question number seven: the Gemara in Sukkah at the end there, Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, says V'yesh mehen oimrim Ashrei ziknoseinu Shekofra al yalduseinu Elu ba'alei tshuva. The Gemara there is describing the Simchas Pesach Shoeva, and the Gemara says there's a special song made for ba'alei tshuva. This song was sung: happy is the person that our old age has been mechaper for our young age. We did things wrong in our youth. We've got a special song for the in our old age. Elu ve'elu oimrim Ashrei mishelechoto mishelechoto yoshev yimcholei. Happy is the person who didn't do a sin, and those who sin, they're going to get mechila. Why is there a special song for Ba'alei Tshuva Sukkot time? What's that about? That's question number seven. Question number eight, turning over the sheet. This, is again, needs a lot more depth and explanation. We'll do it quickly. The Shalosh Regalim appear five times in Torah. However, in only one of the five times that the Torah mentions Sukkot, the mitzvah of Sukkot, the yontav of Sukkot, we only mention the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, in one of the five times, i.e., only in Parshas Emor, not in Mishpatim, Kisis, or Pinchas, or Re, where we talk about the Shalosh Regalim. In the other two, for Pesach and Shavuos, five out of five, we talk about the mitzvah Yom. Every time the Torah mentions Pesach, it mentions matzah, and every time the Torah mentions Shavuos, it mentions cheesecake. No, I'm joking. It mentions Bikurim. So how come, when it comes to Sukkot, only one of the times it mentions the mitzvah of Sukkot, the other times it talks about Arbaminim. But Pesach, five out of five, Shavuos, five out of times, it mentions the mitzvahs of the day, i.e. Matzah and Bikurim. How come when it comes to Sukkot, only one of the five times? And even then, by the way, it's a postscript. I'm going to just get through, I'm not going to take the questions if that's okay, maybe at the end of this time, because I'm going to run out of time. Now, question number nine. Very interesting question. We know there's a famous machoikas. The Gemara in Sukkah Yudalef and Mabay says that there's two reasons given why we commemorate Sukkot. Says the Gemara in Sukkah Yudalef and Mabay, keep a Sukkot Heshavtis Bnei Israel, Amne Kovet HaYudiv Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says they commemorate the Amne Kovet, the clouds of glory of protection that protected us in the Midbar. Rebbe Akiva Oymes, Sukkot Mamish Asolem. No, it commemorates the actual booths, the actual huts that we sat in on Sukkot. Famous machoikas. Now, the Rashbam, in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Mem Gimel, the second box on the second side, says this: Leman Yedu Derisechem Pshutei Kedivrei HaOmrim B'Sukkos Mamish. The pashtus of the mitzvah is to commemorate the fact that we dwelt in booths in these huts when we came out of the Midbar, out of Mitzrayim, when we were in the Midbar. V'zeh Tamishal Dovah. This is the rationale of the mitzvah. Listen to this: Chag HaSukkos Taaseh Lecho B'Oscha Migoncha Migvecha. What is this mitzvah of Sukkot about? We gather in, it's the harvest season. If you go out to the fields, you'll see people are gathering in the produce of their season. And our homes are full of all the produce, of the good stuff. And therefore, this time of year, when people are harvesting in all of their produce, and it's a time of simcha and of joy, says the Rashbam, at a time where we realize the benevolence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very tempting to say, this was my hard work. I worked in the field for months, I sweated, I schwitzed, and this is what the produce, this is me, this is my work. No. We dafka have a reminder, we have going out to the sukkah, we realize that ultimately everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is really the mitzvah of sukkah. V'lokach, yoitzim botet mibotim, meleim kotuv, we leave our homes, which are full, abundant, with all the produce of the season, v'yoishim besukkahs, and we go out and we sit in these little huts, to remember that we haven't got a nachla, this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we dafka have sukkahs around the time of the harvest season, that we shouldn't become arrogant, that this is all my hard work. So by the way, another answer to the Torah's kasha. That's why we dafka do it at sukkah time, to counter the possible feelings of pride of koichiv yotzim yodi that we would have at this time of the year. Okay, but it seems unusual. We've got this famous machlokes. What's the depth of this machlokes? What's going on? Why is it there are two reasons as to why we sit in sukkahs? Ane kavil, ane mamsh. There must be something else going on over here. How do we understand this machlokes? That is question number 9. And last question is interesting. When it comes to the musuf offerings, the karboni musuf on sukkahs, all of a sudden, instead of there being 7, like there are on Pesach, or the number of days on Shavuos, all of a sudden it's Kvasim B'nei Shona Arba'asa Tzmimiyu. We have 14 Karbonos. Why do we have double all of a sudden? Why do we have 7 like the other Yom Tovim? Why do we have 14 Musaf offerings? So there we have, Rabbi Yisai, 10 questions. Question number 1. What is it? Question number 1. Why dafka do we have sukkahs in the time we said? Number 2, why do we commemorate the Anonim, not the Bear of the Mon? Why is rain a Simon Ra? Onus Rechon Apatre. Number 4, why is sukkahs man Simcha Seinu? All the other ones are as well. Number 5, why aren't women obligated in the midst of sukkahs? Af Hein Hoyu Bois Hanes. Number 6, why is there a mitzvah to buy Dalet Minim before Yom Kippur and the mitzvah to build a sukkah straight after Yom Kippur? Number 7, why is there a special song for Balei Tshuva? Number 8, 5 times the Sholosh Regalim appear, only one of the 5 we mentioned the sukkah, and even then it's like a bit of a postscript. And the other times we mentioned 5 out of 5. Number 9, how do we explain this machlokas, why we celebrate sukkahs? And number 10, why 14 musaf offerings? Okay, Adkan, 10 questions. Here comes the bowling ball. You ready? Strike. Bam. About to happen. This is the Vat of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush, in Shir HaShir in Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, says the following. Listen to this. With one strike, you'll see we're going to answer all our questions. Unbelievable. Says the Biago Hagrop. Uvazeh meturash mashehikshu leman lama anachnu oisim sukkas petishri. With this, based on his commentary on the Pasuk in Shir HaShir in there, we're going to explain the kasha of the Torah. Why is it we celebrate sukkas in sukkas time and not Pesach time? Kivan shehu neged hekif anei kovad. After all, says the Gaon, shouldn't it have been Sukkot time because this comes to commemorate the Anonim, which of course happened as soon as we came out of Mitzrayim. That's when it began. Avum Nira. Listen to this. It appears. When Klal Yisrael sinned at the Egel Azov a few weeks after coming out of Mitzrayim, Nistalku ha'anonim. The Anne Kovah disappeared as a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's displeasure with the Jewish people. The Anne Kovah disappeared. Va'oz lechozru, and they didn't come back, at she'eschilu lasos ha'mishkan, until the Mishkan began, until the Mishkan was made. U'moshe yarad b'yom ha'kippurim. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, and said, Solachti, u'mochras Yom Kippurim, v'yakal Moshe es b'nei Yisrael. On the next day, he came down, and he gathered the Jewish people, and he commanded Klal Yisrael, we're going to build a Mishkan. That refers to day 12 and 13. That gets us to Yud Gimel B'Tishri. The next day, on the 14th, they began building. And on the 15th, the clouds returned. Sukkos, says the Vilna Gaon, celebrates, commemorates the return of the Anonim, the Anne Kovah to Klal Yisrael, and represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the chait of the Egel. What we're celebrating on Sukkos is the fact that that the Amnei Kovet came back, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the chet of the Egel. Now, it answers all the questions. How so? Let's go through the questions again, and we'll see how it answers all the questions. In short, there are two cycles. There is the Shalosh Regalim, and there's Yom Neroim. How interesting that Sukkos happens to be in both. The Shalosh Regalim, it starts Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Sukkos culminates the Shalosh Regalim, that first pattern. And then Sukkos, if you like, comes straight after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I mean, if you were organizing the Luach, you'd wait a little bit. I mean, it's like, you know, London buses. London buses, we're waiting for an hour, and then all of a sudden, three come at once. So all of a sudden, you've got Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos in one short period. Why don't we wait a little bit? The Teretz is, because it's meant to be Dafka now, Tesvav Tishri, straight after Yom Kippur, because it represents the culmination of the Shalosh Regalim and of the Yom Neroim cycle, two different cycles. Now, we'll see why. Let's go through. We celebrate, the first question was the Amnei Kovet. Well, of course, we're not just celebrating the Amnei Kovet, we're celebrating the return of the Amnei Kovet. That was Tesvav Tishri, that answers the Torah's Kasha. Question number two, why not commemorate the Anonim, why commemorate the Anonim, not the Mom the Bear? It's not Stam the Anonim, it's the return of the Anonim. And therefore we commemorate that, not the Mom, not the Bear, not the basic provision of this. It's the return of the Anonim that we're celebrating. Question number three, why is rain on Sukkos a Simen Ra? Because it represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept our tshuva. That's the marshal of the Eved. He takes the rain, he throws it back at the Eved, he throws the water back at the Eved. I don't want your wine, I don't want your service. So it's a Simen Ra because it's a sign that the Anani Kovad in our generation, in our time, shouldn't come back. It's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept our tshuva. That's bad news. Number four, why is Sukkos Zman Simchoseinu? It's not just the regular Simcha of Yontov, it's the Simcha, the enhanced, upgraded Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted our tshuva and the Anonim returned. Now, you answer this. Why is it Dafka that women are obligated in Dalet Kosis, but they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah? How does this answer our question, Yashia?
Because they didn't do the
Aveira. Because they didn't do the Aveira of Chet Ta'egel. So therefore they don't need the tshuva of the Anonim covered. So therefore they're exempt. Beautiful. What about number six? Who can answer this? Why Dafka Arba Minim before Yom Kippur and Sukkah afterwards? Yeah? Because it's not Shaykh Sukkahs before Yom Kippur. We've got to go through the process of Yom Kippur, of Tshuva, then you do the Sukkah. Again, you're allowed to build it beforehand. My two neighbors on either side of my house have been busy the last week or so before Yom Kippur. Building. You can, of course, but really, Hashmina Hashkof or Machshava wise, it's only Shaykh afterwards. Once we've been through the process of Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our Tshuva, that's what the Sukkah represents. So, therefore, of course, you do the Arba Minim beforehand, you want to load up the scales and do mitzvahs and put as many mitzvahs in the trolley as possible. After Yom Kippur, that's when Sukkah is Shaykh. It's not Shaykh really beforehand. Number eight. Why mention Sukkahs 1 in 5? Sukkahs, I'll tell you why. What was number seven? Yeah, the special song for the Bali Tshuva. Because it's Tshuva, that's what Sukkos is all about. Sukkos is that Kodesh Baruch Hu has accepted our Tshuva. Therefore, we stand in the Beis HaMikdash, we sing a song specially made for the Bali Tshuva. Question number eight, why mention the mitzvah of Sukkos only 1 in 5? Because Sukkos is part of two cycles. There's the Shalosh Regalim. There's the agricultural cycle, which is Sukkos part of it. That's 4 out of 5. That's one cycle. There's the other cycle, which is the Yom Neroim cycle, and that's the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah is linked into that one. So therefore, we need both. It's got this duality to it. Number nine, that explains the Machlekas, because there's two aspects to Sukkahs. There's Sukkahs Anei Kovod, and there's Anei Mamish. And therefore, one aspect is to sit in the Sukkah, to commemorate the fact that we sat in these booths, these huts during Sukkos. But the second aspect is we celebrate the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted our tshuva. That's the Anei Kovod return. That's why we have, that's the Machlekas. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim Chayim. And the final question is, why 14 Musaf offerings? I'll tell you why. Because Sukkos is a double celebration. It's part of Shalosh Regalim, it's part of the Yom Neroim. We need double. 7 is not enough. We need 2 lots of 7. We have 14 Karbonos. Amazing. So with one answer, the Vilna Gaon knocks away these 10 questions. One final thing. in the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchok, on the Siddur of the Gra, he adds in one final thing. Atza b'chartonu, says Chazal, Atza b'chartonu ze Pesach, she nivcha am Yisrael goy mikerev goy. Ahavta oisonu. Yeah, we're familiar with the words, we said them so many times in the last few days. Ze shvuas. You loved us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave us the Torah. What's Rotsiso? Let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased with us. He found favor in our, we found favor in his eyes. The whole focus of Sukkos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found favor with us, we found favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he accepted our tshuva. Amazing. So you see, with one answer, the Vilna Gaon is able to address all 10 questions. Shkoyach for coming. Mr. We should be zocher to have a wonderful Simchas Yom Tov and a wonderful Yom Tov. Kol Tov. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.